Welcome to Maseches Tzuvos, Parakhes, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 8, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Mechalek, Rabbi Shimon divides, redifferentiates, Beit HaChaslam and HaChasan, to certain types of property, that if a woman sells them, either the sale is valid or the sale is invalid. The Mishnah explains, Nechasan Hayidun Labal, property that's known to the husband, which means to say the husband knows that this property fell to the woman, someone gave it to her as a gift, or she inherited it, Lay Simkar. She's not allowed to sell them after Nisuin, after the marriage, even if these were properties that fell before the marriage. Avim Nachra, and if she does sell them, Vinasna, and she gives them as a gift, it means after the husband found out about these properties, Batel, the sale, the gift, is invalid, because he could say, what do you mean? I married you only because I knew that you had these properties. Maybe not such a nice way to get married. However, he could say it and claim it, and then she has to retract the sale or the gift. However, let's say the properties that the husband never knew about and still doesn't know about. Initially, she's really not allowed to sell even these properties because really the husband has a certain right to them. He's allowed to have the payers, he's allowed to have the product or the byproduct, the fruits of them. However, let's say she had sold it or she had gifted it before the husband found out about it, then the sale or the gift does remain, it does stand. And this is talking about even property that fell after Nisun, after the actual marriage. Because since the husband never knew about it, he wasn't Zaycha, he never merited it, and they never actually became his. Let's see one more. Mishnah 3. Nafloaf, a woman gets property after marriage. Ksafim, it wasn't property, it was money. So she gets money, either she inherits it or she gets it as a gift. Ilachaban karkas, the law is that she buys property, she buys real estate. Vuachal peris. And the actual capital, the land itself, still remains in her property. However, the husband has a right to eat the peiros, to eat the fruits or the byproduct, or whatever this field earns, that belongs to the husband. Peiros atlushim in akarka. Let's say a woman inherits fruit that's already been picked. Yilakot ben karka, they should sell that fruit and purchase land. And again, the husband eats the fruit of the land, whatever grows or whatever byproduct the land produces. Vamechubar in bakarka. However, what happens if a woman inherits or gets as a gift fruit, but fruit that's attached to the ground? Amra Meir Shaman Oisan. Then we evaluate the actual land. Now, by the way, it doesn't just mean the fruit, it also means the land and the fruit. We evaluate the land, Kamehen Yafin Bipayrus, how much the land would be worth carrying with fruit-laden trees, V'kamehen Yafin Belay Payrus, and how much land is worth without any fruit on the trees whatsoever, V'hamoisar, and the differential between those two. Yilakach ben karka, you purchase land, v'hoichal peiros, and the husband eats the fruit of that. Because Rabbi Meir holds that that which grows in the husband's jurisdiction, that's considered his. But however, the stuff that didn't grow, the peiros that didn't grow, is not considered fruit, it's considered carrot, it's considered the actual capital itself, and that belongs to the woman. Therefore, you have to buy stuff, and he could use that byproduct. The fruit that fell to the woman, or that she was gifted as they were attached to the land, shaloi, those go to the husband, because they hold that even fruit that didn't grow on his property belongs to him. However, if let's say fruit that was picked already fell, shaloi, they belong to the woman. As we saw previously, she buys land, and anything that the land produces, the husband eats. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.